So Many Versions is the title of the new book not found in your so-called Christian bookstore. Ask your pastor why it's not there. We'll be going through this book, which brings to light so many versions of the Bible. How do these versions stack up to God's perfect words, the 1769 King James Bible, which they never mention in this book, the Blaney text? It is always the 1611 translation. Here is what the authors Saki Kubo and Walter Speck say in chapter 1, titled Early Modern Speech Versions, page 26. In the 16th century, William Tyndale, and by the way, William Tyndale, the King James translators took 95% of what William Tyndale wrote down about the Bible and put it in your King James Bible. Okay, so William Tyndale is a very important piece of your King James Bible. So if you want to learn anything more about your King James Bible, it would be reading about William Tyndale. But anyway, William Tyndale risked his life to translate the scriptures and died as a martyr in 1538. And what they didn't tell you is that the Roman Catholics burned him at the stake. Okay, they missed that part. Why? Because most of these translations, as you learned about the Knox translation, is Roman Catholic. Yeah. What was it that inspired him to undertake such a dangerous and daring work? Tyndale said, "Which thing only moved me to translate the New Testament, because I had perceived by experience how that it is impossible to establish the lay people in any truth, except the scripture were plainly laid before their eyes in their mother tongue, that they might see the processing of the text." And that's exactly why they martyred him, because the Pope and the Roman Catholics didn't want anybody learning the text on their own. But William Tyndale did. Okay? Later on page 26, they fall for the devil's lie. Unfortunately, the very version prefaced by these noble words, the King James Version 1611, is no longer speaking in their language of the common man. To the average man of today, the language of the King James Version seems strange and foreign. There is therefore danger that the Bible may seem too modern man to be something out of date and irrelevant. This has been recognized now for nearly a century. They don't tell you who recognized that, right? There's two opposing sides, okay? There is fundamental Christianity and or conservative Christianity, if you want to use that word. And then there's liberal Christianity, okay? There's two opposing sides, which I know if you're going to your local church, they're not teaching you, okay? Just like they're leaving out important things about why William Tyndale was martyred and why, you know, this translation seems strange and foreign, but they never tell you the 1769. And then note that this book puts scholarship first, okay? They don't believe the words on the page. They refer to the originals when there are no originals on the face of the planet, and they attack the so-called archaic words, the King James Bible, okay? So let's see, as we go through this new translation now, called the Phillips Translation. Phillips First Edition, its background. What started out as one pastor's attempt to make the New Testament understandable to a London youth group eventually turned out to be Phillips Translation of the New Testament. It was because the young people couldn't make head or tail of the authorized version. So again, attacking your King James Bible. That J.B. Phillips felt led to the work of the translation. And it was because he happened to send his first translation to C.S. Lewis. You know C.S. Lewis, the guy who doesn't believe in the death, burial, and resurrection, the guy who believes there's purgatory, you know, that guy, C.S. Lewis, Clive Staple Lewis, yeah, who encouraged him to go on. That is actually horrible when you understand the background of C.S. Lewis. And I just mentioned a few things. C.S. Lewis did not believe in creation. C.S. Lewis believed in evolution. C.S. Lewis believed in purgatory. C.S. Lewis was far from any Bible believer, okay? I mean, just look at his works. I mean, really? Screwtape Letters. It's all, to me, it reminds me of Walt Disney. Anyway, C.S. Lewis, who encouraged him to go on, that Phillips' letters to young churches was published. C.S. Lewis's reaction to Phillips' first attempt was, "It's like seeing an old picture that's been cleaned. Why don't you go on and do the lot?" Oh, so the King James Bible needed to be cleaning. Did you get that? It needed to be cleaned. Yeah, this is what you get out of C.S. Lewis. That's what he said. More next week on So Many Versions as we go through the Phillips translation.